Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you feeling today? It's a beautiful day to be alive. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. That's right, it's an internet radio show that's broadcasting on 7 continents around the world. That's right, everybody around the world can access our radio show and listen to the stories and the activities that we're putting down for your listening pleasure. It's the best radio show on the planet, and we welcome you to listen to today's show. Well, the first thing I want to know is, how's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's hot. Yes, it's very hot. It's over 108 degrees today. And it's hot. Oh, man, I'm sitting outside in my T-shirt and shorts, and it's hot. The sun is shining, but the sky is cloudy, and the heat is out. Boy, it's hot out here. And the girls are walking up and down on the strip, on the Las Vegas strip, and they're wearing T-shirts, and they're wearing shorts, and they're wearing bikinis. Oh, yeah, they're looking fine. And the guys are on the strip walking around in baseball jerseys and short pants. And they got their hockey jerseys on and short pants. And they got basketball jerseys on and short pants. And everybody's wearing T-shirts of all shapes and sizes. Yes, it's a beautiful day to be in Las Vegas, especially if you're here on vacation. So I want you to sit back and enjoy today's radio show, because it's the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. And welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, DJ Papa D, play some music and play some interesting comedy spots to entertain our listeners. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
the line. The lyrics from the mind is prime. A rhyme on time. I listen to your fine. It's rhyme sublime. The kind of spitters who would shine. Divine with rhymes and light. It's what you make it rhyme. For rhyme and line for line. The lyrics from the mind is prime. A rhyme on time. They listen to your night. Tonight the light to play. A rhythm's coming south. The light tonight.
Coming back to slay, when I rap this way, blowing minds with these lyrics at my factory, that I practice lay, on some masquerade, show you all how a funky record has to be, not to tune my horn, I'm from California, it's the cheese, not the kind that come from cows and barns, but the kind that meet you needin' like a thousand thorns, as we dance in this ever-flowing masquerade, homie pass the J, homies pass away, overpride when another nigga blasts the K, evil thoughts, hard, chilly, dicky, dastard lay. All his people mourn deeply as the pastor pray. Come through from out of town, you wouldn't laugh today. All they know is long money and assassination. Get it now, not tomorrow, don't procrastinate. It's my grind, verbal slang, and I'm a master fate. In a drastic way, this is classical pay. Close attention right all night till I gasp the faint. Get my people out the struggle, off that Section 8. If you want it, hey, we got it, you don't have to wait. Because
rhymes are rhyme and lines are line. The lyrics from the mind is prime. A rhyme on time, everything to your fine. Is rhyme sublime, the kind of spitters who would shine. Divine with rhymes and light. It's what you make it rhyme for rhyme and line for line. The lyrics from the mind is prime. A rhyme on time, they listen to your night. Tonight, the sight, the time. A rhythm's coming south, the light. Tonight, the night, we give it to
you. Voice the style, they record the power. Definition of a goddess, I'm a poster child. As I boast about, here's a dose to try. Evil spirits don't consume me till they go to ya. Shine my light to them, all the spite of them. Competition, cause at times I know we frighten them. All we really wanna do is get some sight to them. All my people, New York City to the coast of Cal. I'm the toast of time, from the cat me out. Moving faster than your mind, come and catch me now. Niggas see me on the stage and wanna ask me out. I'm the true original, never a hand me down. When I flash, no doubt, know that ass is out. Nefertiti, mama, do you try and pass the night? Take your breath away, it's like you're catching ass for now. In this verbal marathon, you couldn't last a mile. Because
rhyme for rhyme and line for line. The lyrics from the mind is prime. A rhyme on time that rips into your fine. Is rhyme sublime, the kind of spitters who would shine. Combined with rhymes and light. It's what you make it rhyme for rhyme and line for line. The lyrics from the mind is prime. A rhyme on time that rips into your night. Tonight, the sight, the sight.
I put it all on that. 12 years deep, my foot ain't coming off the gas. We walk the chosen path, close the culture gap. OG like the figure for the Boston crowd. All across the map, the army on the map. You see me backstage posted looking so relaxed. Lady with me, open top, little shoulder back. Hat tip, just a bit, ooh, she cold like that. Where my ball is at, if you can call it that. By the bumpy women, know that shit is bold with that. She see right through your phony ass like you's a hologram. For so real, when they see us like they pause and gas. Cats looking like they seen a flying saucer pass. Cross their arms, turn their heads like they was Ultraman. We got your whole clique surrounded in a cul-de-sac. So baby, get the jump open over broken glass. Because
rhyme for rhyme and line for line. The lyrics from the mind is prime. A rhyme on time that rip into your fine. Is rhyme sublime, the kind of spitters who would shine. Divine with rhymes and light. It's what you make it rhyme for rhyme and line.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star
right then and there.
I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Today, it's an internet radio show that's broadcasting all around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the Gregory's radio show and listen to what's going down. That's the object of doing a worldwide broadcast. We want to include everybody around the world to listen to what I'm talking about. Well, the first announcement I want to make today is I'm G Money, and I'm running for president. That's right, president of the United States of America. That's right, I'm running against President Donald Trump in 2020. So vote for G Money for president and send all your money to G Money for President. I have a website, G Money for President in 2020. Send your money to my website to help me with my campaign and to help me with my radio and my television advertisement. I need your money. Help me, people. so that we can get rid of Donald Trump, that Donald Trump is causing all of this black-white tension around the world. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's causing ill rapport among the people of America. That's why we had the shooting in Texas and we had the shooting in Ohio. They are killing people left and right because they're a different color than they are. That's a shame, and that's something that we cannot put up with. So vote for G Money for president and get rid of Donald Trump in president for office in the United States of America. Okay, now, I am G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I have a story for you today. Well, it started off when I was working at McDonald's, when I was, about ninth grade in high school. I was working at McDonald's, and I was a prep cook and a grillman at McDonald's. And I would be putting the hamburgers together. I would be putting the Big Macs together. And I would be putting the quarter pounders together. And I put the mustard and the mayonnaise and the pickles and the cheese on the burgers. And I put the Big Mac sauce on the Big Macs. And I put the lettuce and the pickles and the cheese on the Big Mac sandwiches. And then my grill man would put the hamburger meat on all of the buns with all of the dressing on to make the sandwiches. And I would pass it up to the front, and the manager or the crew chef would wrap up all the burgers. And they would put them in the bin and sell them to the public as they came and ordered their food at all of the registers on the front cashier's section. Well, at the end of the night, they had what they called the cleanup crew. And that would be a special crew of people that would come in and clean up the restaurant after the people that worked there had done their cleanup duties and had gone home. Then we had the cleanup crew that would come in and clean up afterwards. Well, one day I volunteered to do the cleanup activity all by myself. Yes, I didn't know what was expected of me, but I volunteered for the fact that I could get some free food and I could get some free burgers and I could get some extra money on my paycheck. So I volunteered to do the duties of a whole cleanup crew. Now, the cleanup crew was about four or five people, but I volunteered to do the cleanup all by myself. That's right. I was a one-man cleanup crew, and I was going to do the work of five people. So after I worked all day preparing hamburgers and Big Macs and quarter pounders, then we closed the store to the public, and I helped clean up the back end of the grill. We mopped the floor, and we cleaned the grill, and we poured out the grease that fried the French fries and fried the fish fillets and fried the apple pies. I cleaned up all of that and put all of the containers with the tartar sauce and the cheese and the ketchup and the mustard and the Big Mac sauce. I put all those containers in the back by the sink to be washed. And I mopped the floor in the grill area. And after I mopped the floor, then I mopped the floor in the back of the store by the walk-in freezer, and I washed all of the silverware and the plastic containers that we use at McDonald's to distribute all of the condiments, which is the sauces, the tartar sauce, the Big Mac sauce, the ketchup, the mustard, all of that. I washed all those containers, and then I mopped the whole floor of the inside of the restaurant. I went up front by the cashier section, and I mopped the floor in the cashier section. And then I wiped off the counters where the cashiers served the food at. I wiped off the counters and everything. And then I went into the lobby, and I mopped the floor in the lobby. Now, we had about 40 tables in the lobby with about 2 chairs to each table. So that meant I had 8 chairs, 80 chairs that I had to clean off and wipe off the seats and wipe off the back of the chairs. And then I had to go and mop the floor around each table. And I wiped off each table and cleaned it off real good. And then we had certain seats that were long, like bench seats in the lobby. And I had to wipe all of those down and clean everything up. And while I was doing that, I got a nosebleed. That's right. My nose started bleeding. I had a interesting situation where my nose started bleeding. I guess because it was hot inside that restaurant, and I was washing and cleaning stuff, and I was moving so fast that I ended up getting a nosebleed. So I had to go get some paper towels, and I had to lay down on the benches on the inside of the lobby and pinch my nose until my nose stopped bleeding. And that was about 20 or 30 minutes out of my time that I was using to clean up the restaurant. I had to pinch my nose. So we had shut the restaurant down at 11 o'clock. And by 12 o'clock at midnight, I had a nosebleed. So I'm sitting up there pinching my nose, holding my nose pinched so that the blood wouldn't run out and I could stop my nose from bleeding. And then about 1 o'clock, after I laid down for about an hour, then I walked around and I finished cleaning off all the counters, all the tables, and all the chairs on the inside of the lobby. And then I went and got a bottle of Windex, and I got a rag, and I had to wipe all the windows in the lobby. So I had to clean all the windows in the lobby, and I cleaned the glass doors that you came into the lobby to order your food. I had to clean the glass doors. And I cleaned all the windows on the side and all the windows in the back of the lobby and then all the windows on the other side. And by this time, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm cleaning everything. And then I had to go outside and wash all the windows on the outside of the lobby. So I had to go and clean all the outside windows on the side and then all the outside windows of the back and then on the outside windows of the other side of the lobby. Plus, I had to wash all of the doors because they were all glass doors, and I had to clean all the doors and clean up everything. Then I had to go get my mop, and I had to mop down all of the ground around the lobby on the outside. And I had to go get a rag and the Windex and I had to clean off the tables on the outside of the lobby so that when people were eating outside, I had to clean up all the outside tables and chairs, and I had to mop the ground outside around the lobby. So after I did that, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was exhausted. And I only had like another hour because at 6 o'clock, the morning crew would come in and the store would be open for business again to start the next day. So I was cleaning everything, and I got to where I had to clean off Ronald McDonald, the statue that's against the wall, and I had to wipe him down. And then I had to wipe off the golden arches as much as I could reach on a ladder. I had to wipe off the big golden arches in the front of the McDonald's. And I wiped all that down. And by the time I finished, I went into the McDonald's building, and I went to the back of the building, and I put all of my cleaning supplies up, and I turned around, and everybody was coming to work. The managers were pulling up in their cars, and the workers were pulling up. Those that were driving were walking up to the doors, and they were trying to get in the building. And I had to tell them they had to go around to the back because I didn't have the keys to unlock the doors. And they went around the back and came in the building. And then some of the workers were walking because they caught the bus to work, and they had gotten off the bus, and they walked in and walked around to the back of the building and walked in, and they go down to the crew room on the basement of the building, and they're changing their clothes, putting on their McDonald's uniform so they can go up front and start working. And I had finished working, and I saw the manager, and he gave me a stack of burger tickets that I could get free burgers and free hamburgers with these tickets. Now, I was excited about that because I needed the money, but I needed the money to go along with the ticket. And I waited on the manager to give me the money, but he didn't give me any money. He gave me all these free tickets so I can get free french fries, I can get free drinks and free shakes, and I can get free burgers. But he never gave me no money so that I could get free money. I didn't get paid at all. I got free food, and that was my payoff for spending 6 hours cleaning up the McDonald's by myself. Now, they normally would have had five people doing what I did, and I did it all by myself. And I'm very proud to say that that McDonald's was clean as a whistle when I finished. I was very happy to have served McDonald's in that capacity. Yes, I was. So that's the end of that story. It was a job well done. And I ate McDonald's for days because of that job. Yep, I took tickets when I left to go to college. And all I had to do was find a McDonald's where I went to college. And I had plenty of tickets to eat McDonald's food for a long time. And that's the end of that story. All right, DJ Papa D, back to you. So what you going to do? And we'll be back for more of my show in a minute. I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walk by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them, and I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
Yo,
and all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing. They had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Now, this is G Money, the pimp comic. I'm taking over for G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, because I got a joke for you. I want to tell you a joke. There were three men stranded on an island, and they saw this bottle bobbing up and down in the ocean. And one man walked out to the ocean and grabbed the bottle and was cleaning it off as he was walking back on the land, and a genie popped out. And the genie said, sir, you have three wishes I'll grant you. And the man said, oh, okay. He said, well, I want $1 million, and I want to be in a big house with my wife. And the genie said, snap, and he was gone. And the other man looked at the genie, and she said, you got two wishes left. And the other man said, well, I want to be in the house, in a big house, with my wife and my kids. And the genie said, snap, and he was gone too. So it was just the one man left on the island. And he said, I don't really know what I want to wish for. I don't really like being on the island by myself. I kind of wish my friends were here. And the genie said, zap! And all three of them were back together again on that island, back where they started from. Well, the moral of this story is, be careful what you ask for. Yeah, LG Money the Pimp coming. And you don't know, now you know. Yes, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And yes, that was G Money, the Pimp Comic, that stepped in to give you a taste of his humor. Oh, he's so funny. He just can't stand himself. He's so pretty. He just says, G Money. That's what he said. G Money. You got to love him. You got to love him. You got to love him. He's so pretty he could kiss himself. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that's G Money for you. And he is running for president of the United States of America. Look out, Donald Trump. You're in big trouble. If G Money's bringing the fame when he comes to the White House. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to tell you that you need to look up storytimewithgmoney.com, and you'll get access to all of G Money, the Pimp Comic. You get access to all of his comedy albums he has on the website. And you can also get access to registering yourself as a fan club member, because G Money has a fan club, and you can be a member of the fan club by pulling up storytimewithgmoney.com. Yes, and when you pull up the website storytimewithgmoney.com, you can get access to his online store. That's right, he has a store with over 200 products that you can buy with G, with the $3 sign. That means G Money. That's his symbol, and that's his brand. So G Money with the dollar sign, G with $3 sign, is his symbol and his brand. And you know, all the money you spend to buy products from his store and buy his comedy albums, you can donate that money to his campaign. That's G Money for President in 2020 is the website where you can donate money directly to his campaign. So be on the lookout for the next president in 2020. It'll be G Money, and he'll have a bunch of jokes for you to tell you to keep the economy rolling smooth all around the world. Yep, that's how we do it. And if you buy the comedy albums, be aware that they're not just a bunch of jokes, but a lot of stories with an interesting outcome. There are twists of comedy on the end of the story. So you'll be able to listen to the stories in the house, in your community, with kids and your family. It'll be an outing good for everybody. So remember, G Money for President in 2020. And pay for his comedy albums and his products in his online store at storytimewithgmoney.com. Now back to the radio show. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
Óyeme bien, mi pariente, quisiera hablar un poquito, simplemente me desquito de las quejas de la gente. Me di cuenta de repente, cuando leí mi libreta, el otro que se interpreta es una letra mayor y mantiene con honor mi vida cual es sincreta. De mis ideas y mi canto, nunca he conocido tanto, ni me ha rodeado tanta riqueza, constantemente siento pureza, lo cual me agrada mucho, a mis viejos siempre escucho, les rindo mucho homenaje, siempre pidiendo que todo encaje, y de esta manera lucho, hay que luchar. Paciencia que tenemos que tener. Únete, compréndete, quiérete.
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottles. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottles. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottles. So they lost their money. My comedy album is get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G-Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I hope you enjoyed today's radio show. I know it was entertaining. The stories were good. But before I go, we're going to play a little music before we leave you for tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow is the day we dedicate to the homeless. So we'll be talking to people about things they're doing for the homeless tomorrow on tomorrow's radio show. So DJ, Papa D, play a song to put us in the mood to leave until tomorrow. And we'll be back for the ending of the show. Well, all right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for supporting the radio show, and I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the music and the comedy spots and the commercials for our radio show. So until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, when we dedicate the show to solving the homeless situation around the world, I say good night until tomorrow. Sleep tight and peace. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.